Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Yount moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Downing moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Spencer scores. Downing moves to third. Broemer moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyde hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Stein moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive to left field. Joshua throws towards the plate. Porter fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Stein scores. Horta moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horta tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. Spencer tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Broemer is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Joshua goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lascano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hydman moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lascano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta. Hydman reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hydman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hegan moves to third. Larry Monroe now pitching. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Porter scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lizcano moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hydman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lizcano scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 8-3, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Downing strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Broemer goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Brewers. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Brewers. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a fly ball into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Clay Carroll now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Porter moves to second. It's 9-5, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Lascano moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 10-5, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-4 in the game. Garr is hit by the pitch. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to second. Danny Frisella now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, Brewers. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.